They travel in threes, usually in station wagons or utes, often have dogs, and eat out of cans in country motels, always the one on the edge of town, near the truck stop with the good hamburgers. I remember the ISIS motel in Gaira. They drive old cars, or horses made of wind, whose manes are streamers of wind. They tend to wear black. I have met them as young as 14. Beck's friend Kristen had written her autobiography already. It was called These Days, but it was stuck in her computer somewhere in the shed at her mother's. Her mother and the girlfriend, they were also storm spirits. They taught swimming, and they were kind at first, often charming. After watching the birds' mating rituals on the forest floor at the bottom of the steep train, under the speckled trees, we decide to go north. We borrow Beck's sister Jade's car, and Electo gets her license first go. We hear the Sybil is staying at the ISIS motel. This time there's no bush festival, no whip platter. The pumpkins from the scarecrow bellies have all been eaten in baked dinners cooked for the lamb and potato festival. That will be $53. The others shower and go to bed. I'm, as usual, awake. At night, across the road, five types of frogs set up their orchestra, and the mother of Duck's Lagoon throbs around the gazebo. Tree frogs, like the ones at home, chucka-chucka, chucka-chucka. I go out and unroll my sleeping bag on the picnic table suspended over the lagoon, and watch the sun come up over the railway line. In the distance, across a golf course, I see smoke, and walking I come to a woman in black near a tent. "The Cumaean Sybil, I presume," I say. She laughs in her mantle and invites me in. "So, you've left the infernal regions too," I say, and she laughs again, going out and poking kindling under the damp logs. I notice a laptop on her sleeping bag. She's written a book about birds in New England, which she shows me. No one reads it, she says, except ornithologists. She's now writing a manual for editors. When she goes out to the fire, I look at her handwritten page. Parts of a publication, sections and paras, signposts and transitions, running heads and feet. "Any news from home?" I ask. "The singer is failing to get his wife back," she says. "The ferryman battered him back with an oar." "I prophesy he'll be torn to pieces," she says, and offers to cook me some kidney. "Where are your sisters?" she asks. I say they're at the motel. "Well, they won't be getting kidney," she says. Our New England holiday over, and no other prophecies from the Sybil, we drive south through the Moonbi Hills and down past the Emirates horse stud at Murrurundi, through bulldozed mountains the Sybil says you once went round, past the cones of a giant power station and the sign Musselbrook, City of Power, and on to the Newcastle Freeway. Back in Sydney at the hostel, the girl at the front desk leans forward. "Have we heard about Beck?" She's sorry. Beck has been killed in a car accident near Bulla Dealer. Automatically, I touch my dreads and groan.